From the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, you're listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The mission of the Christian Research Institute is to equip believers to always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you, to give the reason for the hope that you have with gentleness and respect. For more information, resources, or to donate to CRI, call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. And now, here's Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Well, thank you very much, Randy, and welcome to a special Memorial Day edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. You know, within the midst of battling the evils of Nazism, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill said this. He said, "Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few." Churchill's words ring true at this very moment while we're celebrating Memorial Day right here in the United States of America. This is a day to honor those who, in the words of Abraham Lincoln, gave the last full measure of devotion to their country. They did it in their sacrifice for freedom. In the wake of the Civil War, all of this became memorialized. A tradition came into being known as Decoration Day. And on that day, mourners would pray and they would plant flowers or lay flowers on the graves of soldiers. And that, of course, evolved into the day that we're commemorating right now, Memorial Day, which became a federal holiday back in 1971. And that established the final Monday of every May as the day our nation pays homage to our fallen veterans, to heroes of our nation. And we at the Christian Research Institute are committed to offering our deepest respect, to offering honor and thankfulness to those who have sacrificed all to protect and defend the freedoms that we continue to enjoy in this country. We are also deeply committed to preserving freedoms which are definitively being compromised in this present generation. We must ever be vigilant in opposing a cancel culture replete with a militant predilection to silencing viewpoints, which are clearly the heritage of Western Christian civilization. Make no mistake, radical voices in America are pressuring committed Christians to cease communicating essential biblical positions on marriage, on sexuality, on gender, on abortion, on justice, as well as on the exclusivity of Jesus Christ as the only means for humanity's salvation. As Joe Dallas puts it in an upcoming edition of the Christian Research Journal, "This demand for Christian silence indicates the culture's attempt to tell the church which sins we may condemn and which ones we need to be revised, taken out of the category of sinful and placed in the category of acceptable." The point here is simply that, as history has demonstrated again and again, we must ever remain vigilant. A warning that seems to have fallen on deaf ears in today's America. Western politicians seem blithely unaware of the warnings from the past. Think about this. Less than 350 years ago, the Ottoman Empire continued its maniacal advance on Europe. And had it not been for the leadership of Poland's King Jan Sobieski, who in September 11, 1683, halted the Muslim menace at the gates of Vienna, Europe might already have been renamed Eurabia. Well, just 20 years ago, September 11, 2001, the Western world faced yet another such moment of truth. But this time, no Jan Sobieski arrived on the scene fully understanding that the destiny of the West was hanging in the balance. Instead, obsessively self-loathing Western elites seem unwilling to stand tall in the face of evil aggressors. And that leads to what I would call a quintessential question. Under what conditions do we justify war? And I would argue that true love protects the innocent against the evil of an aggressor, and that this kind of love sometimes leads inevitably towards war. For example, among other things, our love for the Jewish people who were being systematically exterminated by Hitler's nefarious socialist republic mandated that the U.S. enter an alliance of nations determined to expunge the Nazi menace. Just as governing authorities have a duty to protect citizens from mob aggression, so too, a government's military is justified in thwarting evil aggressors that seek to foist their mayhem upon the human race. And that's why, in Romans 13, the Apostle Paul says, "Rulers do not bear the sword in vain." In his classic monograph, The Crusades, Christianity and Islam, Jonathan Riley Smith explains that there are three criteria of just war theory, and these have been embraced in Western theology. This is how he puts it. He says that for more than 2,000 years of Western history, violence, whether expressed in warfare, armed rebellion, or employment of force as a state sanction, and whether wholly or merely licit, has always required three criteria. There are three things that we have to consider. First, war must not be entered into lightly, nor must war be entered into for aggrandizement, but only for a legally sound reason. And that has to be a reactive reason. Second, it must be formally declared by an authority recognized as having the power to make this kind of declaration. And third, as we should all know, it must be waged justly. Just war theory serves as justification for defensive warfare in very specific circumstances. And it does so to protect the innocent and to fulfill the command to love one's neighbor. Christ himself put it this way, greater love has no one than to lay down his life for friends. And as I'm going to explain when we come back from the break, our Lord here is alluding to his own imminent death on the cross. I want to give my deepest thanks to all of you who remember the Christian Research Institute and its outreaches around the world. Thank you for standing shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. We'll be right back with more.
Christian unity is not optional. Francis Chan writes, "The world currently hates Christians, often not because we resemble Jesus, but because we don't. We are arrogant, and there is a serious disconnect between our beliefs and actions. Scripture teaches us that our influence on the world is directly tied to the unity we display. Francis Chan wrote Until Unity because Christian unity is not optional. May God inspire spirit-filled people from all denominations to fight for unity in Christ around the essentials with humility, gentleness, and love. To receive your copy of Until Unity by Francis Chan, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org. Stay with us. Hank Hanegraaff will be back with more right after this.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org.
Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless, natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.
Our Lord prayed that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me. Christian unity is not optional. To receive your copy of Until Unity by Francis Chan, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org. That's equip.org.
Once again, here is Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Before we went to break, I was talking about just war theory, which serves as justification for defensive warfare in very specific circumstances, and that in order to protect the innocent and to fulfill the command to love one's neighbor. And I mentioned what Christ himself said, which is that greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. And so many valiant Americans have done that very thing. Of course, our Lord is alluding in this statement to his own imminent death, a death on the cross, a death which involves excruciating pain. In fact, the very word excruciating was coined to codify the horror of the cross, a horror that Christ submitted himself to so that we might find redemption not only in this life, but in the life that is to come. The point of our Lord is that self-sacrifice is evidence of love in action, and therefore has universal application. In fact, it was St. Paul who reiterated this very point when he said, at just the right time, while we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. There was an excellent article in the Christian Research Journal, and by the way, you can subscribe to the Christian Research Journal on the web at equip.org, but you can find this article there as well, equip.org. This article is titled Just War Tradition. It's an article by Michael McKenzie. And this article offers compelling military stories of self-sacrifice to save others. And these stories are well worth reflecting upon. Think back to one of these stories, which takes place February 7, 1943. There was a submarine skipper. His name was Howard Gilmore, and he was on a routine patrol in the South Pacific. What happened was the ramming of a Japanese ship. And with that ramming, his submarine suffered heavy damage. And it was, well, rightly destroyed in many ways by the ship's machine gun fire that was taking place in the battle. Two seamen were immediately killed, and Gilmore was badly wounded himself as he stood on the observation tower. Unable to make it to the hatch, Gilmore did the only thing he thought he could do to save his crew. Despite their protests, officers saying, "Don't do it," crew saying, "Please don't do this," he ordered the sub to dive. He left himself to die on the surface of the ocean after the sub had dived. And there he died in order to save his 69 men. This, an incredible example of self-sacrifice. And for that self-sacrifice, he received the Congressional Medal of Honor, which, of course, is America's highest military honor. Criteria for the medal are very, very strict. So the acting question has to be reported by at least two eyewitnesses. It has to be distinguishable above other acts of gallantry, and it must involve the risk of one's own life. And point of fact, nearly two of every three men who so far have received this medal didn't even live to see their award. According to a revered military custom, every officer, generals included, must rise and salute any winner of the medal. The salute shows the endearing respect for the man, for the medal, as well as for the deed. But why do we respect this kind of heroism? Why do we respect this kind of self-sacrifice? Why is it so incredibly moving to read the story of Howard Gilmore? And there are many, many others. Well, in the article that I alluded to, McKenzie suggests that God's creating humanity in his image, creating humanity as icons of himself, includes a connection between that image and the ultimate act of giving one's life. We respect this kind of courage because we know that to give one's all, to give all that a person holds dear, is to act outside of oneself. It is a pointer, however humanly, toward our Creator. A Creator who expressed himself in the ultimate act of self-sacrifice on Calvary's Hill. This is a courage that transcends even the horrible carnage of war. Human awe in the face of bravery is nearly universal. Despite the killing, despite the terror, despite the horror of war, there can yet emerge an inexplicable yet undeniable transcendence. And this transcendence is not simply a function of zealous patriotism. Rather, it remains a pointer to the God whom even stark tragedy cannot drive away. And it is also, at the very least, an acknowledgement of God's providence. Fighting and destruction are terrible, but are sometimes agencies of heavenly rather than hellish powers, something that is not original with me, but something well said by others. And as I alluded to earlier, one hellish power that deserves note on Memorial Day is not only Muslim aggression, but it is also the aggression against the very principles that made Western civilization the greatest mission-sending force the world has ever known. And therefore, on Memorial Day 2021, we honor those who have sacrificed all in answer to the unjust aggression of Islam, from without. Nazism, communism, but also the very kinds of systems that are tearing our country apart from within. This has been a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Memorial Day is something that we don't want to take lightly. If you want to read about some of the great threats against our nation in the present, read my book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. And I do thank you this Memorial Day for all you do to strengthen this nation. I hope that you will celebrate this Memorial Day with your family and friends, but also continue to remember those who have made the ultimate sacrifice so that we can celebrate freedom on this very day. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time with more.
Thank you for joining us for the Bible Answer Man broadcast. If you'd like more information about the Christian Research Institute or to order resources, just call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or visit equip.org, where you can listen live or download archived broadcasts. Again, that's equip.org. You can also write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org.